You're listening to Clouser on Business. Thanks for coming back. I'm Clouser, your host. Thanks for being with us today. And we're off. The beginning to another year's here. I truly hope yours will be a prosperous and fulfilling one. Have you set your goals and is your plan in place? Surely hope so. Hey, our topic and discussion today is on brand and developing a brand for your company. Glad to have back my friend Kim Frazier to help us with the topic. Kim, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Clouser.
Yeah, hey, for those who maybe didn't pick up on your first couple podcasts on marketing, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been an independent consultant helping companies improve their return on investment when it comes to their marketing and sales activities for 30 years or so, and have worked across a variety of industries, everything from high tech to agriculture to consumer goods and luxury goods, wine, you know, it goes on and on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the intriguing thing I remember about your background and is you started out there with United Airlines in your early career?
Yes, I did. That's where I first got my exposure to the marketing and sales world, somewhat. I mean, as a younger, I had worked in retail sales and, you know, summer jobs and things like that. But then when I went with United for about 8 or 9 years, worked in their automation, technology, marketing, and in-flight services and things like that.
Yeah. Were you the guy that came up with the idea to tie United with Rhapsody in Blue?
Sure, that was me, Kevin.
I'm telling you, there's an example of when you hear something, you think something, isn't it?
No, it is. It is. They've done a good job in maintaining that. And I think that it's a nice auditory clue as to when you hear that sound, what could be coming next.
Yeah, I've flown a lot of miles on United, and every time I hear Rhapsody in Blue, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. So.
Well, it works. Yeah, it works.
Well, it certainly does. Yeah. Hey, and if you want to go and listen to Kim's podcast on marketing, you can go to clouseronbusiness.com and check our library there, and you'll find a couple of podcasts we've had with Kim in the past. Hey, so it seems like people get brand mixed up with a lot of things. So let's start off with a definition of what brand is and what brand isn't.
Well, when you think about brand, I think you're right that there is a lot of confusion about it. Historically, brand was a brand mark. When you go back to the ancient times or Roman times, people would mark their goods with a brand, like a cattle brand almost. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the consumer would then have an idea as to who made it and what it actually stood for. Well, that's morphed over time, and now with the internet and everything else that goes on with technology, that still holds true because we're all looking at items, trying to figure out which is the best for our usage, what do we want to buy, why do we want to buy it. So a brand really identifies to the consumer what they can expect. Mm-hmm. It's in many ways, in a simplest form, it's almost like our personality or a company's personality. If you think about that relative to what do we stand for, what are our values, what do we hold dear, and what can the consumer expect from us on an ongoing basis, mm-hmm. that projection or that identification to the marketplace really is what brand comes down to. Mm-hmm. Now, branding is the process of getting that. And there are two different animals there as far as I'm concerned, meaning we can have our identification, like our personality, to the outside world or whoever. But how do we actually develop that personality? So there's two sides there.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think in the business world there's such a confusion on, because I hear people refer to brand as this and something else, and is it just a lack of education?
Part of it is an education process because the word gets thrown around quite a bit. You're right. In terms of, oh, our brand is this or that brand means that. And yes, I mean, some of the things are actually right on mark. But if you're not taking a close look at it, meaning what does it really mean to be a brand or have a brand? Because all products, all services have a brand. It's just a lot of times people don't know it. If they're owning a company and they say, well, geez, I'm not sure what my brand is. Mm-hmm. That's not too far off the truth in my experience, meaning a lot of companies don't really know what their brand is, and they're missing a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Does every company have a brand, or does a company have to develop a brand?
Every company has a brand, whether they believe it or not. Because in the marketplace, it's not really defined by you. It's defined by the consumer, mm-hmm. whether it's a manufacturing environment or services, as I said before. The consumer is going to tell you what your brand is mm-hmm. if you don't help develop it, meaning that when you think about your personality, people are going to say things about you. Good, bad, or indifferent.
They're false.
No. Well, I get that part, but I think the idea is they're going to say things about you, good, bad, or indifferent, mm-hmm. and you can't control what they say. Well, the same goes for brand. They're going to say things about your company, good, bad, or indifferent, and you can't control what they say. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos, head of Amazon, his comment about brand is what people say when you're not in the room. And I'll have to, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Now, you can, as an organization, put messaging out there that says, our personality is this, or we stand for that. That's great. And that helps the receiver, the consumer out there, mm-hmm. get that message. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that your message is going to be successful all the time.
Yeah.
And where it happens is that if the message is not consistent on every aspect of the experience the consumer has, then you've got a challenge there.
Mm-hmm. So let's turn that around a little bit. So let's say I've started a company or have had a company, how do I develop my brand if I'm really intent about it? Is there an internal process?
There's several processes that you would go through to develop a brand or help develop it, because once again, you can't control what people say about mm-hmm. you. The idea is to take a very close look at your values, your mission statement. If you don't have a mission statement, well, that's really probably one of the first places to start. What do you stand for in the marketplace? What do you stand for? What are the aspects of your personality, the company personality, that really are going to make a difference in how a product is delivered, manufactured, and used by the consumer? So that, for instance, you would say, we stand for integrity. We stand for quality. We stand for this. We stand for that. That's all great. But if you can't identify those things in more detail mm-hmm. and express them in a way that the consumer is going to identify with and say, oh, yeah, they do stand for quality because of X, Y, and Z. They do stand for consistency because of A, B, C. Mm-hmm. If you can't identify those internally to put it out to the external market, then you've got a problem. Mm-hmm. But in terms of developing it, you have to first step is to research. Mm-hmm. What does it be very similar to saying, I'm going to ask all my friends what they think of me. Yikes. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want the truth. So the first step is to get some research from the consumer and also internally with your employees about what does this organization really mean? Mm-hmm. The next step then is once you get the research completed, it's then looking at the components that can help build that personality or that brand. Mm-hmm. Meaning you have components such as, you could say, a logo. You have components that could be color of the logo or colors that you use. It's it all comes down to, in many ways, how do I psychologically look at what the consumer has said and translate that in a way that I take what we stand for and make that connection through those components, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Sure.
Now, that's not an easy thing to do. It's not a quick thing to do. So the idea is you have to be committed to going through the entire process of helping build this brand. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to have checkpoints along the way or mileposts to say, all right, if we do this, as an example, if we do this with our logo, does that internally reflect what we believe our qualities are, as well as externally reflect to the consumer? So you're going to be using focus groups, you're going to be using questionnaires, you're going to be using visuals that have to be developed in some manner, shape, or form by a graphics person to say, if we make our logo this font with this color, what kind of response does that elicit in the consumer? Mm-hmm. For instance, if you look at, as a good example, the Apple logo, that was very well designed. And when you see that logo, they had it right from the get-go. When you see that logo, I don't think there's anybody, well, there probably are, but mm-hmm. I mean, very few people would say, oh, I'm not sure what that means. No, it's an apple with a bite out of it. Yeah. The apple has been shaped in a very specific way, and they use it in a very specific way. Well, that's a brand identifier. Mm.
Do you think Eve got the credits for developing that logo?
Well, she should have. Let's just do that. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. But you can see where I'm headed there. Is that it's making that connection. It's very, in a simple sense, if, for instance, you put a coat on and you walk outside. Well, if the coat is bright green, that's going to read to people, whoa, okay. I mean, I guess that person wants to be really seen.
Clouser is self-assured.
That's right. He's walking around with that jacket. But if you put on a jacket that's black, that's another message altogether. Because all of these things, whether we want to believe it or not, play into the mind of the receiver.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the difference, or is there a difference between brand and brand name?
Well, there is. In terms of brand name, is more the concept or idea that a company has said, let's take, for instance, Tide. Okay. Mm-hmm. Over a long period of time, what they've done is tell the public that XYZ Tide will do this. You see the colors, you can kind of identify them as a consumer. Mm-hmm. And packaged goods are usually pretty good at doing this because they've studied it very closely over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. They've looked at it 60 ways to Sunday,
right,
to try and figure out what are the colors, how do we look at this. So essentially what you've got is a built brand today. Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't hold up to the assurances and promises mm-hmm. that they tell the public, well, then the brand starts to fall. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a whole different story, but mm-hmm. the idea is it's almost like BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Uh-huh. They've been using that moniker, that logo, or not the logo, but the tagline for such a long period of time mm-hmm. that people have an association with BMW as the ultimate driving machine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the thing that in the business world, I just heard people, you know, they think the brand is that logo that you've been describing, or something else associated with it, like, you know, the Tide box. But the thing that I've come to understand is the brand really is the essence of everything behind, whether it's the company itself, the people that work for the company, as you say, what the public, you know, thinks about it, you know. So it's really just a, you know, it's a sum of a lot of different things, isn't it?
Well, it's multifaceted. It's not just a logo. It's not just a tagline. It's not just a color. It is multifaceted. When you think about, once again, I'll keep going back to the personality. Your personality is very complex. Mm-hmm. From the clothes you wear to how you wear your hair, mm-hmm. to the activities that you pursue, sports, whatever it may be. And it's the same way with a company or any organization. Mm-hmm. The brand is there. If you took a mid-sized company and said, well, what's our brand? Well, you go through an exercise of asking a whole bunch of questions. You could essentially get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's really, as I say, if it's that multifaceted, where is the most important part? Well, there really isn't a more important or less important mm-hmm. part. It's the sum of the whole, just like you are a sum of every little component. And with an organization, there's an internal aspect of it. There's the marketing aspect of it. There's the external receiving side of it from mm-hmm. a consumer, whether it's a hardcore product or a service. It's once again, it's a sum of the whole, yeah. really.
Okay, so a company's both with internally and externally has the brand has been developing. So inside that organization, how do we use that? How's that function with marketing and sales then?
And I think that's where the rubber meets the road
mm-hmm.
from an internal aspect. If we thought of the brand as a sum of the whole, then if you take the whole and break it up into components, the brand connects into each one of the marketing and sales components. But it does more than that. It really connects across the entire organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, marketing and sales get to do the brand.
Yeah.
In probably a well-defined way, that would be limiting
mm-hmm.
at best.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would only take one part of your organization and say, well, you're responsible for everything that does with the brand. Well, okay, that's great, but we're only involved in sales and marketing. What happens with production? What happens with administration?
Mm-hmm.
What happens with operations? If the folks in those areas don't really understand the brand, it's very difficult for a successful summation
mm-hmm.
within the organization to put all of those brand components, those little pieces, mm-hmm. together and present it out to the world as this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you had someone in operations who didn't understand the brand, it wouldn't matter what sales and marketing do to promote and message that brand out to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
If someone had an experience with an operations person that was totally different than what sales and marketing was telling the outside world.
So let's take somebody, say like FedEx. So what you're talking about is FedEx on the outside has this image, we get your packages there on time and quickly. That's what I think when I see FedEx. So now if we got an operation guy who is handling a package somewhere and doesn't care, throws it to the side, and the package ends up getting there 2 days late, something you're talking about? Is it more than that?
Well, no, it's that. It's that. And this is where what I call a brand disconnect comes. And it's having the consumer has one view of the organization. And when the entire organization or components of the organization don't fulfill that promise or that idea that the consumer has,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter where it is, it's a brand disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
You could call, for example, you could call in to a company and get a real, they could, well, let's use Starbucks as an example. Say you have a vision of Starbucks and its quality, its convenience, its consistency, because their product is very consistent around, let's take the United States, around mm-hmm. the United States. And you go to a Starbucks and you order coffee, and the person behind the counter tells you, I don't really like that. Why are you wearing that purple thing around your neck, that scarf? That just doesn't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might be the kind of person that gets, that's very conscious about your fashion, and you might be very offended by that comment, even though the person at Starbucks may or may not have an idea about what it is they've said.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea, the concept here is that at that particular point, there's a brand disconnect,
mm-hmm.
meaning the employee didn't meet your expectations of the brand of Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's got to be working on all levels to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay.
Well, what does it mean when, just an off-the-wall question, what does it mean when you have, say, a company like Target that gets referred to in the public as Target, or maybe Federal Express, whose name's Federal Express, gets referred to as FedEx? Is that a, I'm assuming that those are, could be positive or not so positive references? I mean, is that a branding problem or just nothing to do with that at all?
Well, I don't see it as a major branding problem. I mean, we shorten long names down all the time mm-hmm. To all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
If I looked at General Electric, if we say GE,
mm-hmm.
that's not really a branding problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a shortened version of their name.
Mm-hmm.
We all know if I said GE or General Electric, we all kind of have a concept of what that can mean. If let's just take it as an example to, applied to, you know, let's focus it in on appliances. Well, it's a GE brand.
Right.
Or it's a General Electric brand. Mm-hmm. You know, FedEx or Target is kind of a play on their name. Mm-hmm. In terms of, I think the consumer then goes, well, it's, they're trying to be high-end, but they really aren't high-end, so let's make fun of their name a little bit. But mm-hmm. I don't think it really...
probably doesn't have
anything. I don't think it really tears apart the brand. Mm-hmm. Target probably would prefer that everybody say Target,
mm-hmm.
but so would FedEx. But I don't think it's going to happen at this mm-hmm. point.
Yeah, okay. Hey, well, wrapping up here, what would be... maybe two or three things that you would like our listeners to remember when considering brand, especially if they're out to develop a brand?
One of the key things is to really commit to doing it. I see a lot of companies that go, well, we want a brand. Well, you already have a brand, whether you know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not so much the idea of, oh, let's make a brand.
Yeah.
It's get committed to understanding what your brand is in the marketplace, because mm-hmm. that can translate through sales and marketing and the entire organization to growth, to commitment from the consumer to buy your products or services, and take the time and effort to actually get down and figure it out the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't assume anything. The other thing I would say is in that process, don't exclude your employees. A lot of companies think, well, the brand is just outward focused, and it's really not. Mm-hmm. The brand is an internal as well as external process. It's a identifier. It is a core personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
Or I said traits, I should say, mm-hmm. for the entire company. A lot of organizations don't really feel that they need to tell their employees about the brand or do as much effort promoting the brand internally as they do externally. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not easy to do. And I wouldn't suggest that companies try to do it on their own, quite honestly, because if you don't know what you're doing, you can really mess it up more than you can help it.
Yeah.
So there's a two-part component, the internal and the external. Mm-hmm. The third component is to really look at the brand once you've got it developed and once you identify it and get serious for a long-haul commitment with it. Because if you don't, it's the brand is really not an event. It's a process. Mm-hmm. And that's very similar to marketing and sales. It's a process. And it's one of those things that you get committed to and you're going to say, look, we're going to watch it. We're going to pay attention to it. All the while, though, realizing that you can't control it to a certain extent because the consumer really controls it. But control what you can internally. By what I mean by that is to say, what are the messages that we can be consistent about? What can we actually promote? What and get committed to that and have people that are in charge of it to make sure that it's something that goes on an ongoing basis. There's somebody watching over it. It could be sales and marketing can watch over it, or and I wouldn't say they need to share it, but they need to have their own watchdogs. It could be operations, but someone or something, entity within your organization should have control of the brand to check to make sure that the messaging is always correct, that the logo is always correct, that you know the how things are used is always projected in the same manner. As an example, if you looked at the Ultimate Driving Machine, you know they don't mess around with that tagline. It's always the same, always the same. And the same can go for their colors. That BMW blue and white quadrant circle is really a reflection, if people may or may not know it, but way back when they got started, it's a propeller. And that was the original use of that. And so they've always used it. You see it in the same colors. You don't see it, oh, let's do it orange and white this time instead of blue and white. No, that's all. So someone's watching over that. So that's what I would say. Because if you do that, what you're going to find is that people become more familiar. They become more trusting. And that's a really, in bottom line, that's where it comes down to, is can we trust this brand on an ongoing basis to deliver? That's what sales are built on, and that's what growth is built on.
Yeah, well, it's probably like the Go Narches. You expect when you go into one in Omaha, it's going to be the same as the one in New Orleans.
Right.
So, hey, well, hey, thanks for your time today, Kim. Very enlightening, and appreciate all that you shared on the topic. We're out of time for today, but if people want to reach out to you, we're going to have your information up on our website. But how's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably through LinkedIn, be good. You know, that's you know, what everybody's using these days. So go reach out that way or through Clouser or you know, either one of those would be fine.
Okay, well, we're out of time for today. Great thanks again, Kim, for coming back to talk about the topic. Please remember to visit us on clouseronbusiness.com, where you can find Kim's information and our information. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and again at clouseronbusiness.com. All for now, you've been listening to Clouser on Business.